Yeah, that's right, Donna Marie here. As we said in the Atlantis area, once again here, just on again, reiterating again, the situation with the hedges, trees, so on, particularly the trees and the bushes this time. But I suppose, in fairness, for the bigger vehicles we're talking about, this is concerning overhanging trees and branches and so on this time in the Glenties area here. For example, this week alone, two complaints yesterday, one article out there yesterday, he smashed a mirror, he has smashed a windshield above the front of his window. This is running into a huge bill for the slurry driver in question. Like, obviously, come to me about it. There's nothing I can do about it. Unfortunately, there's nothing we as councillors can do apart from urging the public to go and cut their trees and bushes and so on. This happened for a stretch of road here. For example, the lorry driver, first of all, where he broke his mirror and his windshield was on the Chrysler to Kerrygark Road, turning off the N56, turning right for Kerrygark, continuing on that way to Kerrygark. It happened there somewhere along that stretch. This particular stretch of road goes up time and time again, quite frequently, all the time, with people using that road, more so now lorry drivers and bus drivers. The council are well aware of this road. I've said to them numerous times about it. They know about it. But the problem is that the council will not cut the road here. And it's not to blame the council. I'm not blaming the council here. The council are going by the legislation of the 1993 Trees and Hedges Act. They are going by that. And they are saying to me, and they're saying to the landowners as well, it's up to the landowners to cut the road, to cut their hedges and bushes and so on, where they're causing problems. Another situation in the Fulcarry area where a bus driver, a bus company now as such, they feel now the road that they're starting to go on there between Fulcarry and go to Hork in that Balton area is getting too dangerous, because again, the bigger bus, the bigger vehicle, the trees and hedges and whatnot are hitting off their mirrors and windows and so on, etc. This can't carry on going forward. And I would appeal to everybody out there, the reality is, people may be holding back at the minute, genuinely holding back at the minute, thinking the council is going to cut the hedges for them. The council are not going to cut the hedges. The councillor making it quite clear to myself, to my colleagues and meetings otherwise, that it is down to the landowners, or the landowner's responsibility anyway, of the hedge or tree in question. So it's up to them, the landowner in question, to go and get a hedge cutter, go and get a chainsaw or whatever, because this is just going to get worse and worse, Donna Marie, and I'm trying to be proactive here. I'm trying to get the message out. I'm trying to appeal to the people in question. Please try and sort out your affairs there, because it's going to end up someday we're going to have a serious accident or something as a result of one of these, as a result of somebody swaying for a branch of bush, whatever. They may hit somebody else oncoming. You know, any kind of situation can arise, and I just want to avoid that, because I think it's maybe going past the point of thinking at the minute we are at the stage in Manchester, and we are just leaving somebody else's order. Nobody else can sort it, only yourself. And the reason I'm trying to be proactive here as well, the next thing, Donna Marie, here as well, insurance companies are going to start to get involved, and it's going to get very messy. And I think when we all have plenty of time and nobody's hurt and minimal damage, unfortunately, has been under the vehicle's question, just for people to be proactive, get out before things get any worse. Because there was a thing for sure, things will escalate here if action is not taken by the people in question. And that's down to me, you, each and every one of us, to be fair. Every one of us, owners and every one of us, not just Bunny Group, it's down to me and you and everybody else alike that has a tree or a bush somewhere it shouldn't be or is overgrowing.
Is there any repercussions for people who aren't trimming their hedges or trees?
Well, the council are saying to us, if an accident happens, the repercussions are going to be. The council are saying to us, as county council, if something happens, as an accident, for example, happens as a result of people not cutting their trees, the onus is in that landowner in question. It's not the council. People think if something happens, we get on to the council, we go to the council about it. The council are going to push you straight back to the landowner. And that's the thing we're trying to push home here. I don't think people are fully grasping this situation going forward. That is the alternative here. And that is the repercussion that's going to happen here. Like, none of us want that to happen. But I think, in all fairness, like, we all should just, for the people concerned, Donna Marie, to be fair, just maybe reflect on what's going on here and maybe say to yourself, you know what, we could do a bit more here than what we're doing. That's all I'm asking, like, because the reality is going to be, there is going to be a day someday, there's going to be repercussions, Donna Marie, there's going to be someone serious that's going to happen, and you know what, it's going to all fall back in whoever that landowner is, whoever that air code is, such on the day, and it's not going to fall with the council.